and welcome to Why Running, a podcast that aims to inspire and motivate you on your running journey. I'm your host, Serena Mihaela, and in this episode, I'm joined by someone who not only loves running, but who also uses it to improve self-confidence and build mental strength. She's all about empowering people, and she's on a mission to redefine what it means to be a runner. Please welcome to Why Running, Maggie Hildreth.
Hi, so nice to meet you. Thank you for having me on your podcast. This is my first time. It's very exciting.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. For those of you who don't know Maggie, so she is based in Canada and she is a mom, she is a content creator, and most importantly, a runner. But I think the nicest thing about your content is that you've built this beautiful community around running, even though you've had a quite different relationship with running in the past. And it wasn't until a few years ago that you really fell in love with running when you became a mom. Could you tell us a bit more about that and how that happened?
Yeah, I always ran, like in high school and cross country, was kind of involved in any of the sports, running. I also played basketball. And so I just never, like, my heart wasn't in it. My sister, actually, she's 4 years older than me, and she was a very competitive runner. And she'd had like a full scholarship to the United States. And I just didn't have the same passion that I, you know, I saw her go out and, you know, train for hours. And I just didn't feel like it was for me. And so, you know, casually ran in university after university, but I think it was becoming a mom and I have three boys. And so it was kind of my mental escape, a time to put something in for myself. It's a really easy thing to do as a mom because I didn't have to like go to the gym. I didn't have to sign up for a class. I could get out and run when I was able to. And then I kind of, I fell in love with it. And I think becoming a mom, you kind of realize you can do hard things. I gave birth three times. And so anytime running gets hard, it's kind of my mantra that, like, you've done hard things. Like, this is not that hard. And so it kind of pushes me. Whereas I feel like when I was younger, anytime I'd hit that wall or it was hard, I didn't enjoy pushing through. And, you know, running can be a lot of the mental fortitude you need to get going. Like, it's all you, right? At the end of the time, like, you either keep going and you push to make that goal or to finish your 10K, or you can easily say, I don't want to do this. Like, you have no one really pushing you. So I think for me, becoming a mom and just kind of finding that strength really helped me fall in love with running again.
I think for a lot of people, when they make big life changes, it's quite hard to incorporate the things that they used to do in their new routine. How was that for you? And how did you find getting back into running after having your first child?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think, you know, as moms, especially, and my husband, so he travels a lot for work. So I'm sort of like what you would call the default parent. Like, I was a stay-at-home mom. I've just kind of come back to work recently, part-time. But I think we can really lose ourselves in motherhood sometimes because kids are amazing and, you know, they bring so much to your life, but they can also, you know, take up a lot of your time. You're thinking about them all the time. You're doing everything for them. And so sometimes I think putting ourselves first or making ourselves a priority ends up being the last thing we do because we just, you know, devote our life to them. And so after I had my first, I was looking back when you sent me some of the questions, I was looking back at some of the races I did. And I did do one after my first was like 9 months old, a half marathon. And it was my second half marathon. And I remember, yeah, like it was just a very different training than before kids, right? And I just think I remember feeling how important it was to do something for myself. And just to get out and make myself go out for a run or go on the treadmill and just find that time to prioritize myself. And it kind of just shifted my mindset to just mom and like a mom that can also take time for herself, you know?
I know you talk a lot about this idea that running has helped you become a better mom as well. Mm-hmm. What do you mean when you say that?
I think I have three boys and they are like your typical boys. They're very busy. They're very energetic. Like when someone describes what boys are like, I'm like, yes, like I don't have boys that are going to just like sit and be quiet. So I think for me, you know, it's a lot of noise. It's a lot of time, you know, that I'm active with them. And I think when I have that, it's almost like a peaceful time, whether I'm listening to music, whether I'm running with a friend. Sometimes I listen to nothing and just kind of think. I kind of think of it as my therapy. And so sometimes I can just, I love running in the morning, first thing in the morning, and it just kind of sets the tone. I find I'm more patient. I find I've just kind of taken care of myself. So I'm able to like pour myself into them. And it really does make me a better mom. And I think it's so important for them to see also that I have huge goals, and it really has kind of like bled into how they think. You know, they really think I'm this like Olympian runner, and it's so cute because they just like are like, my mom runs Boston and my mom won, like, you know, if I win like age group winner or something, they just tell everybody, and it's so cute because they think, you know, it's amazing what I'm doing. And I think that that's really important, especially as boys, to think that their mom can do hard things, you know, and active things, and is really fit, you know?
Yeah, I think that's such a great example. And especially when it comes to encouraging kids as well to move their bodies as well and building a healthy relationship with their bodies, like that's so important.
Yeah, and especially these days, like I see so many of, so my oldest, his name's Sawyer, and so he's 9. And, you know, I see and or I hear about so many of his friends that like all they do, they get home from school and they play video games. And I just am like, you know, we have like the kids are able to play video games or watch TV, but it's a very structured time when they can do it. And I just think growing up with a family that prioritizes health and being outside and being active is so important, with how much like TV and video games and all this like noise around these kids are, you know? And if they don't see their parents being active, I don't think it might be present in their minds to, you know, like he joined the cross country team this year. And it's like, if I wasn't a runner, would he do that? I don't know, you know? Because it's not like, I feel like even he had a practice today, and on his way to school, he's like, you know, it's really hard, but like, I'm going to keep doing it. And I think it's important because like running at that age is hard. It's not like, it's hard when you're 9, you know, to run a kilometer. Like it feels, and he's just like, but like, it's not that far compared to what you run. So I'm just going to keep doing it. And it's really cute because it's like, if I didn't run, would he be interested in doing it? I don't know, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's about, you know, he might be thinking something like, oh, my mom loves it, so I might love it too.
Totally. I very much agree with that. And I think it's like, the more we show them the different sports there are out there and the different things you can do, like, you know, he might not become a runner, but it's cool to see like, you can do anything, you can do whatever sport you want, but like being active, being healthy is the main goal, you know?
Yeah. You mentioned Boston earlier. So you've done 4th marathons and you're training for your 5th.
Yeah.
And you've done 6 half marathons, I believe. What is it about races that you enjoy? I think a lot of people are runners, but are not really into races. They're terrified about the idea of being, you know, there with so many people around them and doing a race. What is it that you love about them so much?
So it's funny, like I feel like I'm a very competitive person, like not even with other people, but kind of with myself. Like I'm a somebody that just kind of wants to better her times, better her races. And so I did my first marathon before I had kids, and a few half marathons, so probably about 12 years ago. And then having kids, I was really worried about jumping back into it, because I was like, well, what if I get a slower time? What if I can't run as fast? Like all those things, right? And so it took me a few years to kind of jump into doing them again, because I'm just competitive with myself. And it's like the fear of not getting that time that you may want to get. But then I did, like after my oldest was born, did a half marathon, got a great time. It wasn't a personal best, but it was like right close to it. So I remember being like, okay, I still have it in me to run. And I just love it. I love having a goal. I find it like gets me out of bed. It motivates me. And I love the push of like trying to get a better time or just trying to get like a goal. Does it have to be a better time for everybody? No, but I think just having a goal makes you accountable, helps motivate you. And it's fun. Like the running community is so fun and the races are so fun and everyone is just so like happy and cheering you on. And it's just like, it's a feeling like no other. So I do really enjoy it. And I feel like I'm getting back into doing more and more, you know, even some local ones. Like I haven't done a lot of 5 and 10K. So that's kind of something I want to focus on. It's like just doing some for fun around here, because we have so many in Ottawa. It's just finding the time between the kids' activities to sign up for one.
What was your hardest race?
I think my first marathon. So I didn't really train properly for it. Like I just, I think I did one long run a week. I didn't even own like a watch or anything. So I didn't even know like what a pace was. Like I just kind of went in really blind. And it was kind of a bucket list item. I did it with two other girlfriends and we would just do our Sunday run and like chat and, you know, not really have a goal in mind. And I remember running it and thinking it was so hard and finishing and being like, I am never doing that again. Like was happy I did it, like bucket list check, but then was like, I'm never doing a marathon again, had no interest. And that was in 2014. So we got married that year and then had our first in 2015, our first son. And then it was around COVID that I signed up for a half marathon and then got injured and I couldn't run for almost a year and a half. And I think having the running like taken away from me really made me come back appreciating that like we are so lucky to be able to run and to move our bodies. And so I went into my running and my training with like a very different mindset.
You talk on social media a lot about things that you got wrong. So including, you know, not fueling your body properly or running too fast. Why do you think it's so important to talk about those things and to share the lessons that we've learned?
I think it's just like, it's so like hit or miss or like, what is it like? You just don't know until you do it wrong, kind of how bad you can feel or how horrible a run can feel. And I think like any sport, but for me running, like I've learned like how to fuel my body. Like I used to run fasted. Like I would just wake up and run. I cannot imagine doing that right now. Like I have to eat before I run. So I make sure, you know, that I wake up an hour before, which means going to bed earlier, like all the things to set myself up for success. I don't even think I took gels in my first marathon. Like I just ran and I'm like, oh my God, how did I do that? Like that was not like smart at all. So I think we just learn. And I think, you know, I have so many like new runners that follow me and or message me that are like hoping to do like their first 10K. And I think just trying to give them the wisdom that I didn't have. Like when I started running, there was no social media, or it was like there weren't runners on social media. Like it's kind of blown up with all these running influencers. And I think it's great because you learn so much about them. You learn so much about, you know, what gels to take or what are some good protein options or how often you should take gels. So I think there's so much information out there that is good for anyone, new or experienced runners, to learn.
I completely agree. And I feel like a few years ago, we had these outdated ideas about what a runner should look like or what a runner should be. Mm-hmm. And we used to think that, oh, it's better to run fasted, as you said, or you have to be skinny to mm-hmm. run, yeah, or you have to get a PB every time you go to a race. Do you think this is starting to change? And do you think that we're seeing progress in that regard?
Absolutely. I think just in general, like it's funny. So I was away on a girls' weekend this past weekend, and we were talking about like, so I'm 40, we're turning 41 this year. And our generation grew up in like a really warped time. Like the 90s were all about, you know, if you weren't a triple zero, Like that's all we saw on the magazines, right? If you weren't a triple zero, you were not skinny enough and all this stuff. And, you know, doing weights was not a good thing. It was just cardio and strong didn't mean fit and all this stuff. And how we were just saying it's awesome that the new generation coming up has such a healthier, the news around everything like surrounding fitness and body types is so healthy now. And I love it because I think you're right. Like I see runners of all different body types. Doesn't mean just because you're thin, you're going to be fast. You know, it doesn't mean just because you're, you know, you have a more muscular body, you're going to be slow. Like it's amazing the different runners you see in a race and how important it is. Like I never even thought about protein years ago. Like I didn't know how much protein to eat, you know? And now like I really prioritize making sure I eat. I actually gain weight every marathon cycle. Not like a ton of weight, but I think I'm just so laser focused on making sure I'm eating so well that I actually put on weight and it works, you know? I don't stress about it. It's just kind of like you don't have to be thin to run fast. And I think it's great.
Yeah. And I think that now having access to so much content on social media, you know, it can be sometimes tricky to navigate all that information, but it's also great to see realistic content and to see people who share their raw journeys and, you know, their highs and lows. And you can see that side of things as well. And you can feel very empowered when you follow people like you on social media who post really realistic content and try to normalize things that should be normalized. Like often you talk about doing cardio in your 40s or not running super fast or enjoying things outside of running as well, like a glass of wine sometimes. And I think that's so, so important. And I'm so glad that this is changing on social media as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's like, even when I started, like I started posting, I was kind of worried because a lot of the runners I followed were like young, like early 20s, you know, without kids, super fast. And I was like, well, who's going to like want to know what a 40-year-old does? It's like, you know, an okay runner, but I'm not like, my life is very different. I can't do 3-hour runs on the weekend and then nap all day. I'm like doing them in between hockey. Like it's just a different life. Right. And then, but I'm happy I put it out there because there seems to be, you know, a place for us in the running community as well as the 20-year-olds and the 30-year-olds. Like it doesn't matter.
What feedback have you received? What reaction has that content generated among your audience?
I think it's just like people that can relate, you know, or just that they're like, you know, I see how busy you are and how you're able to still fit it in. And I think that's the biggest thing is like, actually I was talking to my husband about it because, so he travels a lot. Every other week he's in Toronto, which is like about 5 hours from where we live. So he's gone every other week. So like we really have to sit down, and when I'm in training mode, like marathon, 3 months out, et cetera, we have to plan it just like we plan, you plan your doctor's appointment, you plan your dentist appointment, like I schedule it in. And I think it's important to kind of show that no matter how busy you are, if you have a goal and you want to do it, you just have to fit it in. Like we fit everything in. If you fit in an hour to watch TV, you can fit in an hour to work out. So I think that's the feedback I've gotten is that people are like, okay, I can do it. Like, I think we often are like, we're too busy, we can't do it. And it's just seeing other people get up early or fit it in little chunks makes you think, okay, I can also figure this out in my life. Mm-hmm. So it's good. And I think just it's relatable. People that have kids, people, you know, we're not 20 anymore. Our bodies look different. Everything is different, you know, our hormones are different. So I think it's, I've gotten lots of great feedback. I was worried that I'd get like some, you know, negative people. And, you know, you get the odd comment here and there, but I'd say 95% of the time, it's all positive, meeting new people, great conversations.
Yeah, it's great to hear that. And especially, you know, because you encourage people to just go for a run when they can. They don't have to have, you know, a whole afternoon free, or they can just go on a solo run. They don't have to be part of a running club. They don't have to have the latest running gear or anything like that. They can just get outside. And I feel like it's much more liberating when you think about it that way.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
I want to talk about your health as well. I know you shared how you prioritize movement a lot more and how running has also impacted your lifestyle overall. Would you say that you would be in a different place without running?
I think so. Like I, in my 20s, like, I mean, like we all do, like I went to university, I partied hard. Like we drank a lot. Like we would go out three or four times in a week. And I just look back at that lifestyle. And I remember I did not prioritize like working out or anything. And I'm like, how did I do that? Like when I'm running now, like the last thing I want to do, it's like it fits into all aspects of your life. Like if I'm doing a big run, you know, I'm not going to eat crap the night before. I'm not going to have a glass of wine. Like you prioritize being healthy. And, you know, there's always room for like a drink or, you know, whatever treat it is that you like. But I think it kind of just, like, if you want to feel good when you're working out, you have to prioritize all the other things. And it's amazing how good you feel overall. Like I think back to, you know, 20 years ago, and that was the lifestyle, going away to university, having fun. But I can't imagine like who that person was almost, you know, because I can, you know, not drink for months at a time and have fun still. And I love going to bed at like 8:30 at night. And, you know, it's like what some people might call a lame life, but I love it. I'm here for it, you know, because I love just feeling good and feeling healthy.
Yeah. I mean, running is such a big part of your life now with the running community that you've built. Have you ever thought of having this community and of building this life around running with so many people who are following you?
Yeah. I mean, it was never something, you know, it's kind of, I can't believe how much has grown, I guess, you know. And when we hosted these like run groups in the summer and we had like 40 people come out that were all so eager, I just, you know, you're kind of blown away that you're like, oh my gosh, I created all this. Mm-hmm. And it's really awesome. And it's like, I just can't wait to see where it goes from where we are now and in a year from now or 6 months from now, because I just feel like we're constantly, like my running partner, Tatiana, who I run with, and she's a physiotherapist. So she has got a great community. And, you know, we have so many ideas of where we want to grow and where we want to go with this, but it's just, it's really cool because we're kind of in like the beginning stages right now. And I'm excited to see where it goes and what we're going to build.
Yeah. Do you see yourself doing social media full time at one point?
I don't know. I mean, I can't say that right now because I still feel like I have no idea what I'm doing half the time. Like I need to like learn probably like what to do, but it's really fun. I try to like block it so I'm not doing it when my kids are around, because I think it's also important that we're not on our phone as parents. Like if I'm telling them they can't watch TV and I'm sitting there on my phone, like what message am I giving them? So I try to do it. Luckily they go to bed, you know, at a decent time. So I kind of try to time block, and like, you know, when my husband's away for work, I don't watch TV and I just kind of like figure out different reels or play around with things. But it's definitely something I need to probably like take a course and I see, or follow some content creators and learn more, but I don't know about full time, but it's something that I'm enjoying right now.
I think it's so, so beautiful. And especially that the fact that you can build so many connections and meet new people. And as you said, with the meetings that you have, the clubs that you have, or, you know, even just interacting with people on social media and your DMs, mm-hmm. That's so, so nice.
Well, I think runners are so nice. Like running could be so competitive, but it really isn't. Like everyone is genuinely happy for other people. And like, it's, I don't know. I've never met people that are so inclusive and accepting. And I'm sure you see it like in where you are too. Like, it's just such a wonderful community and everyone just builds each other up. And you kind of are, I wish the whole world was like this, you know, it's incredible. So no, I'm very thankful for like the people I met and just continue to meet.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like every time you meet someone, even though you have no idea about who they are and you don't know anything about them, if you hear that they run, you're like, oh yeah, let's talk. We've got great subject to talk about, so we can get into like all the stuff about running. I know it's almost October, but I still want to ask you about your goals for the next, so for 2025 and the next 12 months. So what are your running goals? What are your plans for 2025?
So hopefully, so we find out this week. So hopefully my best running partner is Tatiana, and hopefully the two of us applied for Boston. So we're hoping to both get in and we'll be training for Boston. So what's really cool is that was our goal like 3 years ago. So we were training to run May 2023 to qualify for Boston. And then she got really injured and she couldn't run for like 8 months. And it was 2 months before our marathon. So it was devastating because she had trained for so long and we were on track to run together. So I went ahead, ran the marathon, qualified for Boston and went. And so last year, after she had rehabbed, she qualified for Boston. And so that's what kind of forced me to do this marathon 2 weeks ago. Cause I was like, well, if you are going, I got to go with you. Like we got to do this together. So we both qualified, but with Boston, it's really tricky because they have so many people. So you have to put in your time and they only take the fastest times. I'm confident that we'll both get in because we have a pretty big buffer. So crossing our fingers, we find out, I think they said by the end of the week. So by Friday, we should know. So that's the big goal. We'll run Boston in April of 2025. And then we're also, I think, going to apply for Chicago for next year. So Chicago is in October. So we apply, I think it comes out soon. And then we would run that October of 2025. So Boston and Chicago are the goals. And just to continue, like, I really want to continue building our community. You know, we're doing a few lives, like tonight we're doing one actually with a nutritionist. So just like forming those connections and having, you know, people involved in our lives that are in our community and just continuing to build those connections and grow.
Oh, it sounds amazing. I'm really, really glad. And I think the huge advantage that you have is also that you have friends who run. Most of my friends are not into running. So every time I ask them, they're like, nope. But
yeah,
I think it's great. You've got, you know, your friends who are there for, you know, if you want to run a marathon with them, if you want to even go for a run early in the morning.
Yes.
I think that's great. It's so, especially in the beginning, it keeps you super motivating, consistent.
Oh, yeah. Especially like it's dark and cold in our winter here. We have it like, you know, come November to like March, it's like horrible here in Ottawa, Canada. So it's so nice. Tatiana just lives up the street from me. So it's so convenient that like, we'll just like plan our 5 a.m. text that morning being like, okay, like lacing my shoes, here we go. And it's so easy. And we're very fortunate to have one another.
My final question to you is, why running? Obviously, this podcast is called Why Running. So what makes you run and what do you love so much about running?
I think, yeah, for me, it's absolutely a time where I do most of my thinking. I think I have a lot of my great ideas. Just like you said, that's how you came up with your podcast, right? So I think, you know, it's so much time to ourselves. And I think I solve a lot of my problems when I run. I think of great ideas and it's my sort of mental therapy that's free. And I love it. Like there's something about it. I know, you know, everyone has their thing they love, but I feel it's easy. I just lace up my shoes and go. It's free besides the running gear, but you know, you just have to go outside or on the treadmill. And I just, the feeling and the endorphins I get are like nothing else. So I love it. And I love being able to push myself and you know, get some big goals and try to go for them.
I love it. I think that mental clarity that you get after a run is like nothing else. It's just so good.
So like, good. Yeah.
You've had a stressful day and you go for a run and you feel so much better. You feel more energized and just ready to tackle anything.
Yeah, totally. I agree.
Thank you so, so much, Maggie, for coming on the show. It's been so mm-hmm. nice to chat with you. I'm sure a lot of people would want to know more about your work and what you're doing on social media. So where could they find you?
So on Instagram, it's running with Megs with like two underscores. So running underscore with underscore Megs. And yeah, it's been awesome. This is like really fun. And it's been great to get to know you as well.
Thank you so much. Just before you go, we've got a quick fire round of questions if you're up for it.
Sure. Yeah.
So the first question is, what's your favorite season for running?
Ooh, I would say summer. I love hot running.
What's your favorite place to run?
My cottage. We have like a lake house that we live in at the, or sorry, we live at in the summer. So we spend a couple months there.
Oh, that sounds amazing. What's your favorite post-run snack?
A smoothie.
Ooh, what kind?
So I always just do like vanilla protein powder, spinach, frozen mango, banana. Simple, and it's delicious.
And what's your favorite song to listen to on a run?
I love, it's probably weird, but I love country music. And it's not the most like pump up music, but I love anything country. Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen. So I find a lot of my easy runs, I just put on the country music and zone out.
Oh, that sounds so much fun. These are all the questions that I've had for you. Thank
Awesome.
you so much once again. It's been a pleasure to chat with you, and I hope we can catch up soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to Why Running. If you love this episode, then please leave me a review and share this podcast on your social media. And if you'd like to hear more from me, then make sure to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. I'll see you next time.